Hello and welcome to the Abundology Podcast. My name is Renee Spears and I'm a spiritual advisor and mentor, and I help people be happy and attract more money, love, time, and joy in their lives. I'm coming to you from a beautiful 70-degree sunny day in downtown Bozeman, Montana, and this is the weekly energy update for the week of May 15th, 2022. Every Sunday, I talk about how the energy is going to be for the week ahead, and I also infuse the show with some positive vibes, so you get a little positive energy boost just for listening. And today is the day. Tonight is that total Scorpio full blood moon lunar eclipse. And we've been leading up to this time for the past few months. All the changes we've gone through start to come together during this time. There are a few things going on with this full moon. First, this month's full moon is called the flower moon. It's also a super moon. A super moon occurs when the position of the moon is at its closest point to the earth. It's also a blood moon. So during a total lunar eclipse, the earth passes directly between the sun and the moon. And the earth's shadow makes the moon look red, hence blood moon. Now, lunar eclipses occur when the sun and the moon oppose each other in the sky, aligning themselves with the moon's north and south nodes. So in astrology, these points are known as the nodes of fate. So eclipses are powerful shaker-uppers that relate to themes like fate and destiny. So the shifts that occur during eclipses are fated, meaning everything that happens that would have happened anyway, but the power of the eclipses allows things to unfold more quickly. Now, lunar eclipses always take place on full moons, so you can think of them as being super-powered full moons, likely to bring around about sudden endings, conclusions, powerful changes of heart and mind. You may now be rethinking and changing your mind on some decisions you've made. Eclipses help us let go of what's no longer serving us and embrace the truth, which allows us to move forward in a more spiritually aligned way. And because eclipses are known for being chaotic and change-filled periods, they're just not a good time for those normal moon rituals that we do, you know, like a full moon manifestation or crystal charging, because the energy is really unstable right now. This is just not the time to set intentions. It's best to just simply listen to the universe, stay open to all the realizations and events that are unfolding, because everything happens for a reason during eclipse season. So pay attention to what comes up. And if like we needed more, huh? And this eclipse takes place in the transformational sign of Scorpio, which is the most intense sign in the zodiac. So when you put all these things together, as you can imagine, this is a time of huge transformation. We are moving into the next higher versions of ourselves. This is big, big, fated destiny stuff. And I like to think of it as a reset. Like a computer, we're being turned off and back on again to reset our lives. And when that happens, we upgrade our entire system. Now, this sounds simple, but when we're going through it, the changes being slammed with are little deaths and rebirths, thanks to Pluto, which is the ruler of Scorpio and the planet of death and rebirth. Changes that are happening now are deep. And thanks to Uranus, who we've talked about that has been active all this month, they can be very unexpected too. Okay, so yes, this is a lot. So how might it show up in your life? One, you may get sick. This is what's happened with me, and I apologize again for my voice this week. I just had some allergies and a cold, but I've also had quite a few clients have got COVID lately. So our bodies need time right now to upgrade and clear out old energy, and all that requires downtime, rest, self-care, which we do when we're sick. Also, time may be really funky right now. Eclipses speed up your sense of time and they change timetables. So events that you assumed were like months or years away are right up to your front door right now. You may not know what day of the week it is this week. You also may look at the clock at 9 and the next thing you know, it's 3 in the afternoon. This is like time warp stuff, really funky stuff. And because lunar eclipses tend to bring information from out of the blue, you may find yourself feeling surprised or shocked or caught off guard at some of the things you learn about others and yourself. You know, I got caught off guard this week by a phone call from someone claiming to be a government agent and wanting my info. Clearly, it was a scam, but it caught me off guard and it took me a few minutes to figure it out. So not all of this info and that we're going to get is going to be negative. You could get great news that you're pregnant, that you got the job, or you sold the house, or you inherited money. Lunar eclipses, like full moons, they're revealing. They tell the truth, and they let you learn things that change your life course. So we just want to accept what we hear. Take it all in. And then ask yourself, what is the highest manifestation you can create with this energy? So if you get any unwanted news or unexpected events, know that these are the universe's way of giving you a life detour that will ultimately be best for your evolution. Trust that all of this is happening at the exact moment you need it. And remember, we've been preparing for this for the past few months. We're ready. We're ready to move forward and step into our power and our new identities. All of these changes, surprises, aha moments are helping us move into our new identity. So thank you to one of my favorite clients' guides for an example of what this identity shift can look like. So thank you, Teresa's guides. Her guide said to think of this time like having a baby. So you're preparing for 9 months for this event, and we've been doing that energetically. We've been preparing for this. And then you go into the hospital with no baby, and you leave with a baby. So while you're there, you're literally changing identities. You come home as a mom or a dad, and your identity is forever changed. This eclipse is our trip to the hospital, and we're coming out the other side with a whole new identity. One that we've been preparing for, but still, it's a huge adjustment. So the good news is that because Mercury is retrograde right now, which would we ever say that that was good news? Yeah, Mercury is retrograde right now for the next couple of weeks. So we're getting this extra time to integrate this new identity and to catch up intellectually with all the changes. We're on maternity leave right now. And the universe isn't going to change any situations or relationships in your life that are healthy and supportive. We got to keep that in mind. All of these changes are for the best. So if there are any areas of your life that blow up right now, they were meant to anyway, and they were not for your highest good. So this is the peak moment of the most challenging month of the year. Let me repeat that. This is the peak moment of the most challenging month of the year. Every inch of us is engaged in this life-changing eclipse. You know, I love to look at the bright side of everything. It's just in my makeup. And the blessing of this time is tremendous change and the gift of stepping into our power, into the reason that we are here this lifetime. So, you know, of course, with growth, there are growing pains, and we may feel very vulnerable and emotional, just like you do when you have a baby. And just like after you give birth, you need to take extra care of yourself. You need rest. Give yourself time to adjust. Take things slow. Eat really nutritious food. Remember, we're going through energetic changes too. So our bodies need really healthy food right now. Don't overindulge, especially in alcohol. Take extra care of your mental health with maybe an extra therapy session or a session with me. And we're still in Taurus season, so things like working in the garden, taking walks in nature, laying in a hammock will all make you feel better. And this is also the absolute perfect time to get a massage. Right now when you are listening to this podcast, make a note to call and make yourself or go online and make yourself a massage for this week. So we just want to go with the flow. We want to be easy on ourselves. We just had a baby, man. This is a big time. We want to go slow and easy. Yet we got this. We totally got this. We've been preparing for months, and this is the time that we finally get to step into these bigger, higher versions of ourselves. The reason we came here this lifetime, fated destiny stuff. So I have another Montana visitor this week. So I'm taking some time off this week to spend with her, and then also some time off at the end of the month because my son Tice is coming from Mexico City. But I am taking reservations right now for my Montana Spiritual Reset for both June and July. And this would be a fabulous time to do it because our body and our soul need an energetic reset, especially when we're experiencing a big transition or leveling up our lives. So you spend 4 days, 3 nights hanging out with me in Montana. We can go to hot springs and spend time in Yellowstone or the Garden of 1,000 Buddhas. And while that's happening, your energy will be resetting and recalibrating to a higher vibration so that you are ready to embrace your life ahead. And it's super duper fun. So, okay, you can find out more info on my website, abundology.com. So have a wonderful life-changing week. You know, this is one of those weeks. Yeah, maybe a little emotional and tough, but life-changing. This is what we are here to do. We're finally here. We're finally here to up-level our lives and step into those next higher versions. So Jasper and I are off for an adventure this afternoon to explore some new hiking trails. Thank you again for listening and sharing this with a friend you think might enjoy it. And I will talk to you again next week.